week on All My Children. Breaking news. The actors of All My Children break their silence on Chuck Pratt's writing.
You messed up. You hear me? You messed up!
You wounded. You stink.
You're pathetic.
You have done enough damage to the people I love. This town. It's time your behind was stopped.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
He does plot point to plot point to plot point, so he only cares about his dumbass stupid plots that he thinks are so suspenseful and so amazing, and they're boring. They're dumb and stupid. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. It's a plot. It's not a story. It's like literally if you looked at a page, it would be like Jesse's ex-wife Natalia comes to town. She has a tumor. The tumor will be back.
They have migraine, baby. Living with a two-timing junk just scares the heebie-jeebies out of me.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Crystal told David, don't make me mad. You don't want to see me when I get mad. And then her eyes turned green, and she bulked up like the She-Hulk, and she started destroying the house. And she knocked down the Christmas tree. You didn't see that episode?
It
was so, I thought she was, she looked like she was the She-Hulk. She went,
Urgh. Daddy, did you know that Dr. David's a constant penis?
When I tell if it's a better show, watch it.
Bad writing, bad writing, bad writing,
bad writing. I am not immune.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending January 23rd, 2009.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome, thank welcome. You. Thank you to Louis2K for another astute and astounding opening theme.
I know, I loved it. I thought it fit perfect with what we were doing this week. Anyway, needless to say, do I even have to say it? I am not amused.
Why?
Because the Oscar nominations came out and My Revolutionary Road was not nominated
snubbed.
For Best... No Best Picture,
completely snubbed.
No Best Director, no Best Actor or Actress, but
Michael
Best
Shannon.
Supporting. Yes, because you know him. You've seen him in theater in the city.
I've seen him around, and he lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, damn. What, are you stalking him?
No, I've seen him in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Except when he's in the neighborhood, he's got long-ass hair and, like, facial hair and everything.
Let me tell you something. Brilliant. I gotta tell you, when I saw Revolutionary Road, I said he has to get nominated. Because even though nobody really knows who he is, because he's a theater actor mostly, right?
Yes,
I don't think he's done a lot of film work. So.
Well, he did Bug.
Bug, what's that?
Yeah, I don't even know it.
That's a movie?
It was a play first. I know all about him because I
but
love
did he
him
do
so
the
much.
Movie?
He did the movie as well.
Okay, I don't know it. But anyway.
You know August of Osage County, that play?
Yeah.
The writer that wrote that play wrote Bug, and he was in that play. And then he did the movie.
Yeah, but nobody knew who the writer of August of Sussex County was
right.
until August of Sussex County.
Yeah,
so nobody knows Bug.
I still don't know.
Well, his name is like Tracy Letts or Betts or something.
How
he's
do
a,
you know that?
He used
right.
to be an actor.
Right.
He used to be an actor.
All right, fine.
Because I saw the Tonys.
Oh, that's right. I just didn't
And
the
he
Tonys.
Said that beautiful thing. Did you not hear his Tony speech?
I didn't hear his Tony
speech. Let me tell you something. He made a Tony speech and he thanked the theater company that started. I cannot pronounce it. What
that's
is it?
Steppenwolf. Osage County.
Osage County. I'm
you
dying.
Need to speak English properly, like
I'm
me.
I'm dying to see it, but I wanted to see it with the original actress who won the Tony for it. They got the mother from Roseanne. I'm not too big of a fan of her. Stop
oh
Parsons.
My God, really?
She's playing the role now, so I'm gonna wait to see who they
I
get
know.
Next. I'm gonna wait to see who they get next, or maybe the
I
original
the
will
play.
Come back. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Really? You didn't tell me this.
Listen, I like parts of it. I don't relate that well to white people.
Oh.
They are so crazy, them white people.
I don't know. Listen,
white people, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding a little bit. But here's my thing.
What?
There were some really awesome like parts in it, like where I could relate to, where everyone around the dining room table was yelling and screaming at each other.
That sounds very Puerto Rican to me.
That was very Puerto Rican.
I can relate.
The rest of it, meh.
I don't know. Well, I still want to see it because I think it looks
Three
like
3 hours.
See, she doesn't like long things. I like
Three
long things.
3.5 hours, I think it was.
She likes short. I like it long.
I gotta do pee-pee. It's too much. And then
this
you
is
gotta,
going over her head.
And then you gotta wait in line for all the old people because
it's
all
still
the
going
old people
over her head.
Wait, what do you mean? What'd you say?
Anyway, the point is.
I missed it. The
is Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio got robbed.
They were snubbed. They were robbed.
You people, they were
and
robbed.
And not just them. Her husband, Sam Mendes, who directed the film, the playwright for, not the playwright, the screenplay adaption, because that's really? A book. Revolutionary Road was a book.
They adapted it. They got Oscar nothing. For that?
And poor, what is it, Michael Shannon?
Who does Sam Mendes
Wait, Michael
off?
Shannon?
Yeah, he's not going to win it.
He's not going to win it because they're going to give it to Heath Ledger. Which, you know, I can't deny that. Because, you know what? I know people think, oh, because he died, that's why he got nominated. If you haven't seen Batman, he was, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a comic book fan. And when I first heard that he got the role, I was livid. I said no, because I realized I was thinking Johnny Depp. I wanted somebody that would really bring it. Yeah, that would have been good. I wanted somebody that was really going to bring it. So, and I'm not a big Heath Ledger fan. And then when he passed away, I was like, oh, but bendito. But, you know, it still wasn't, you know, sold on him playing the Joker. And when I saw that movie, I bowed to Heath Ledger.
It was astounding.
He was brilliant.
Astounding.
Brilliant performance.
He deserves it.
So if he gets
It's a little bit of a bigger role too than the Michael Shannon role.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, like that's what I say. Like if Heath gets it, it's well deserved. But if he doesn't get it, then it better go to Michael Shannon because I don't care about those other three. I don't even know who the other three are.
Well, the Oscars is like older people win everything nowadays. That's what makes me so mad because I'm going to tell you something, people. I saw The Wrestler last night with Mickey Rourke.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Did you love it?
I didn't love it.
Really?
I didn't love it because I knew the story.
Because, you know, he got the Golden Globe.
I know he got the Golden Globe. He was excellent, but he was not better, in my opinion, than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
I'm sorry. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, my God. Now I got to really see The Wrestler because I got to know.
He was fantastic. Don't get me wrong, people. I'm not hating on the man.
Because everybody's been saying that Mickey Rourke has been brilliant in The Wrestler. That's why I didn't get too upset.
I'm not saying he's not.
I didn't get too upset when Leo didn't get the Golden Globe.
I'm not saying he's not, people.
But I'm
not hating.
I was livid that because you know he.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was better. Leo, it's a better role. It's a more Oscar-winning role.
And do you know that Leo was snubbed for Titanic? I think he was. I don't think he got nominated
for Titanic.
He wasn't nominated for Titanic.
Well, he wasn't snubbed.
Kate was nominated. I don't think he was.
He wasn't.
Oh,
snubbed.
You're trying to say he wasn't good in Titanic?
He was good, but it
you
wasn't.
Leave me
an
alone.
Oscar
I love Titanic. I love
you. People have to agree with me. That was not an Oscar performance.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Wait.
Revolutionary Road is an Oscar performance.
How can that movie not be? Well, have you seen the other one? Because I want to see the other one too. Slumdog Millionaire.
No, but I saw Milk.
I have no desire to see that.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Milk does not deserve to be on Best Picture list.
Thank you.
It was a good movie, but it wasn't better than Revolutionary Road. No freaking way.
Thank you.
No freaking way.
Look, I'm going to say it right here. I don't care if anybody gets offended.
It was very hot, though. You would love it.
No,
it was
I wouldn't.
So much sex. Oh my God.
All right, first of all, I know this is going to shock
there
everybody.
There was so much man on man ass slapping.
I have no desire to see straight boys playing
you
gay.
You don't want man on man ass slapping?
I don't.
It was amazing.
Are you going to let me finish?
It was sexy.
The times that I've seen.
You love man on man ass slapping.
Are you going to let me get a word in edgewise? You know, it takes a rare actor who's straight to play gay. Most of the times you could tell that they're uncomfortable. It's one of the reasons I still have not seen Brokeback Mountain. I have no desire to see it.
You're crazy.
No desire to see it.
You are nuts.
No desire to
you
see it.
You are nuts.
Let
Why?
Me tell you,
you
something.
You have no desire to see it. Why?
Because,
why? Why?
Because
why?
American male actors will never go there.
Bullshit.
They can never commit to playing.
I'm allowed to say that now.
You can say, we can say shit.
We can say shit.
Shit, shit, shit.
Bullshit. That's not true. You are so wrong. You can't judge if you haven't seen. People,
okay, wait, I
don't want to hear nothing from Jordan Hudson about Brokeback Mountain or Milk. He hasn't seen.
Okay, wait.
These male performances,
you know
these
seen?
Gay performances, fan-freaking-tastic.
You know what I've seen? I've seen Philadelphia.
That was terrible.
Oh, you agree with me on that?
I agree with you.
Okay, first of all, I never bought Tom Hanks and him as lovers.
Hells no.
And let me tell you something. And it wasn't Antonio Banderas because for those of you who don't know, Antonio Banderas got his start doing Pedro Almodóvar films in Spain.
He
always played a Mo. And if you have not seen a movie until you've seen Law of Desire, where Antonio Banderas must have been like 22 looking all hot and young. This is before he got involved with Melanie Griffith, who aged him. So Antonio Banderas, right, does this in the Spanish movies, and you totally believe him.
I'm mad at
He's
you.
He's totally making out with
I'm
the guy.
Mad at you.
American actors have hang-ups.
I am
even
mad at
British
you.
Actors are better
you
at it.
You are judging and
even
you are
British
wrong.
Even British actors are better. Did you see the British version of Queer as Folk?
I don't care.
Did you see the British version
I
of Queer as Folk?
I don't care. You have not
let me tell
seen
you.
The American Brokeback Mountain or Milk.
All three.
You cannot judge.
Look, all three of the guys in the British version of Queer as Folk were straight. And Honey, they got so into what they were doing. James then the American
Franco
version comes.
And Milk was so into it, and so
I love
was
me
Sean
some
Penn.
James Franco. I don't like Sean Penn. That's why I haven't seen it. I don't like Sean Penn. I'm
he
not a big
fantastic.
Sean. You know who else I don't like?
He wasn't better than Leo DiCaprio.
You know
he
who
was
else?
Fantastic.
You know who else I don't like?
Cool.
And I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this.
Who?
Meryl Streep.
You're gonna get flack.
I agree with Katharine Hepburn, who's one of my favorite actresses.
What did Miss Hepburn say?
Katharine Hepburn, in an interview, said that the reason she doesn't like Meryl Streep is because she can see her thinking. In other words, as an actor, she works externally. She calculates everything.
Am I going to have to edit this? Because just appalling.
I agree with her. I don't care for Miss Meryl Streep.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
She's no Glenn Close.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
She's no Glenn Close.
You're wrong. And number two, you are right about her performance in Doubt. Terrible.
Really? I haven't seen that.
I saw clips of it, people.
Because your favorite's in that. I don't like him either.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. I love him.
Oh, again. Another straight man playing a gay role in Flawless. Stereotypical. He was awful in Flawless. Awful.
He's one actor I do not need to see in a gay picture. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Why?
I don't need to see him ass slapping. No offense, Philip Seymour Hoffman. But I will tell you that in Doubt, I saw the play. I see a few plays here in New
York
City.
It's hard to adapt the
play. It's a brilliant play. It is a very brilliant play.
It doesn't translate well.
And the woman who plays in the version I saw, both versions actually, that I know of.
Cherry Jones?
Well, I didn't see Cherry Jones. I saw the next woman, Eileen something.
Oh, Eileen Atkins.
Yes.
Oh, I love me some Eileen Atkins.
Listen, they did it.
Those Brits know how to act.
This is what they said. This is what they did. They played it like an Irish woman. She had an Irish accent, and she was very like, oh my God, you quaked in your boots when you saw these women on stage. Because they were the real deal, like the real Irish,
Did she sound like
Mother
Zach?
Superior? No, she didn't sound like Zach. Close. Okay. Close. But Meryl Streep decides that she's going to do like Brooklyn or something like that. Like Bronx accent.
Hey, I'm from the Bronx. Watch it.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. But she's so big in the role that it's like, the thing about this woman in the play is that she's so stern and tight-lipped. She just looks at you and you quake in your boots. And Meryl Streep is screaming at the top of her lungs and you ain't quaking. That's all I'm saying.
What about Marissa Tomei? How was she? Because they think she might win the Best Supporting Actress. You didn't like
her
either?
Was she nominated for an Oscar?
I guess not, then.
She should have been nominated for an Oscar for Best Vagina. Because that's all she did in that film. Was show her vagina.
Really?
That's all she did.
You know, I...
Carlos and I were watching her on the pole. I'm like, is that what you got to do to get an Oscar? Because I'm telling you right now, I could win an Oscar. And I know some girls down the street. They are Oscar worthy. I should get into this acting. I could win an Oscar, no problem. That's all she did was trip on that pole. That's all she did. And she cried a little bit. Horrible.
Oh, really?
You are
political.
I hated it. I didn't believe her with this guy. It was a small role.
Well,
she did was show her thong thong. You know thong thong?
No, what's
that? You
said
toto. I said thong thong.
Thong thong.
Yeah, that's the vagina. That's what she did on the pole. Show her vagina. Show her
All right,
home.
Well, look, I haven't seen both movies. I'm planning on seeing them in the next 2 weeks because I have to see them all before Oscar because I like to know. And I'm not a big Oscar person because I love
he
movies.
Likes the Tonys.
No, honey, I don't like the Tonys. I'm an Emmy person. I'm a TV.
Oh, that's
TV nice. Is my first love. When the Emmy, the way everybody acts with the Oscars, that's how I am with the Emmys. Mm. I sit down and I'm like glued through the Emmys. I'm like rooting for my favorite TV show. I watch more TV than I do going to the movies.
I can't believe we are 13 and a half minutes into the podcast.
You know why?
And we have not talked about Sober House. Did you watch any Sober House?
No.
I do.
Girl, I can't add another thing. I'm getting so behind on my You know, I'm afraid to look at my DVR and see what the percentage is. After I got it down to 60%, the last time I checked, it was almost back up to 80.
Wow.
I'm trying to catch up and I'm falling behind, but I heard good things about your Sober House. Miss Chelsea Handler loved it this week.
It's very, very hard to watch.
She was snapping on
my
it this week.
My baby doll, Steven Adler, is a baby hot mess.
Who?
Steven Adler's turned into a hot mess.
Who the hell is Steven Adler?
He is the Guns N' Roses drummer that became an addict. And he went to a celebrity rehab. And then he said he wanted to go to sober living. And he brought heroin into the sober living. Twice. And he's got all fried out, all strung up on heroin. It's really hard to watch. Very hard. But I'm mad at the show. I'm very mad at the show.
At Sober House? Very Why? Mad.
Because it's supposed to be a safe house and it's run by a sister. It's run by Jennifer, what's her name? Latina. Jennifer something.
Jennifer Lopez?
No. She was in, she was in that movie with Penelope Cruz with the Blow. It's called Blow.
I don't know who he's. Jennifer Blanco?
I don't know.
Jennifer Rivera?
She's something.
Jennifer Gonzalez?
Maybe. It's possible.
Girl, I'm just I'm just spewing out Latin last names. I don't
know.
That's
what I'm saying. It's possible.
But she's an actress?
She's an actress.
And she's running the place?
She's running the place.
Is she cute?
She is a little gordita.
A gordita named Jennifer.
She got a little big. But she's very attractive. She's beautiful.
And she was in Blow?
She was in Blow.
I got an IMDb.
Well, listen,
I need to know.
I pride myself on knowing Latin actors. We do probably need to talk about All My Children at some point.
No, we don't.
But what I would tell you.
Because you guys do not want to hear what I have to say about All My Children this week.
Well, I am mad at Sober House because I'm very mad that I feel like they're not providing a safe environment for these people that went to Sober House.
Well, honey, if they provide a safe environment, then there's no TV show.
But that's my point.
Be serious.
I feel like in the Celebrity Rehab, at least they tried to make a real rehab.
It's the same thing with Confessions of a Teen Idol. They treat those guys like garbage every week and make them feel bad about
Ashley
them.
Ashley Mendoza has ethics. I like ethics. It's not ethical to do that. These people are entrusting their sobriety to the to Dr. Drew and this Jennifer person. And this Jennifer person is going against her instincts to play tough because Dr. Drew is easy.
Is he easy?
He's a straight man, honey.
You sure about that? I don't know. Those biceps say otherwise. I don't know that many straight guys with biceps like that. He's a hottie, Miss Dr. Drew. You don't think so?
He's very hot.
A silver fox. All right,
fine. Well, listen, we need to start the show.
Wait a minute, I gotta tell you, I'm on team Gomez.
For who?
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
You don't know who Selena Gomez is?
No.
She's the little girl from Disney that's like gonna replace what's her name? That bucktooth beaver girl. Miley Cyrus. Just on the Disney Network, don't you know about the war between these two girls?
I do not watch Disney TV.
Well,
I don't know nothing about Miley Cyrus.
It's Team Gomez and Team, what's her last name?
Cyrus.
I don't know them either. Like, I've seen Miley everywhere and I've heard her. She sounds like an idiot. But I just saw the cutest little movie, Another Cinderella Story with Selena Gomez. And I loved it. It was fabulous. It starred my favorite lesbian, Jane Lynch, who's a hysterical actress, funny as can be. And it was the cutest little family movie. I like
funny
family.
What?
Don't out people like that.
I'm
Jane Lynch is
sorry.
Out. You don't know if anybody knows about her? Who are you, Rosie O'Donnell? I don't like Rosie.
18 minutes and you have not said one word about All My Children except that it's a hot mess.
Okay. This is my one word about All My Children. Suck it. You know why?
That's two words.
All right, that's my two words about All My Children. Suck it. I think I speak for a lot of viewers. We were frustrated this week. Monday's episode.
Some people enjoyed some episodes.
Monday's episode had to be the worst episode ever of All My Children. I'm
going
to explain why. It was. What do you mean you don't agree?
It can't be possible. It can't be possible than that little thing going, that little hypodermic needle in Kendall's position.
It is, and I'm going to explain why. Megan McTavish, nobody liked her storylines, I don't think. None of us liked it. We didn't like when she killed Dixie off. But you know what? She knew how to plot a storyline out and tell a story. It may not be the story that we like, but she told a story. Chuck Pratt's not telling a story. Chuck, I don't know what you call what Chuck Pratt is doing in this show, except that he's dive bombing it straight into hell. That's what he's doing. It's like a vortex that's going around, and then All My Children is sinking right into it.
Somehow the ratings are better than One Life to Live.
That just shows that America has no taste, which we knew about that for the longest time. That's why I'm moving to Canada. Anyway, because those Canadians
Terry,
know how
go
to...
Go Susan.
Go
Elise.
Canadians know what they're talking about. I love me some Canadian TV. Remember Degrassi Junior High? Do you ever see Degrassi Junior High?
No! I never heard of this.
How could you not hear about Degrassi High?
I never heard
Degrassi
of
Junior High. You were an abnormal child. You were very deprived. What did your parents make you watch?
I watch Via Alegre. La, la, la,
you remember?
La, la, la.
Wait a minute. I thought I was the only one who remembered Via Alegre. You really remember Via Alegre?
Of course I do.
You don't understand.
La, 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 la,
why can't
la,
I find
la,
it?
La, la,
I tried looking for it on
Via Alegre.
Wait, look, I tried finding it on YouTube. Really? And I cannot find it. It's like, nobody knows about Via Alegre except me and my mom. You, I can't believe you know Via Alegre.
¿Qué pasa, USA?
Oh, I love ¿Qué pasa, USA? Wait, do you remember the one with the dolls? Caras Colendas?
Yeah!
Ah, you know Caras Colendas too! Why can't we find them? I tried going to PBS to see about, like, any info. I put it in. Like, nothing comes in. It's like those two shows didn't exist.
Never existed.
And I remember
the people, if you know anything about these shows where we could get access to them, please write us. PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com.
Okay, this is the other one that I was trying to remember that nobody else seems to remember. If you remember this, I'll forgive you for not knowing Degrassi Junior High, because everybody should know Degrassi Junior High. That was like, oh, I can't even get on how good Degrassi Junior High was. Those Canadians, we love you. I love you. Anyway, Monday through Friday was the Magic Garden. But on Fridays, there was... You don't know.
I bet I do if you say it.
Joyous Fun School? You don't remember Joyous Fun School?
I don't know it, Papi. I know Magic Garden. It's nice to say hello.
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 It's nice to say hello.
Hello.
Hello. And how are you?
It's nice to shoot Josh. Shoot Josh.
No, it's not. Shoot Josh.
Yes, exactly. It's not. That's why I'm pissed that I don't want to talk about all my children this week.
No, we're going to start with that storyline.
Well, I didn't finish what I was saying. The thing about the writing is that it sucks and it's bad.
Is that bad?
And yeah, it's bad. And also, I'm going to say my biggest problem Monday. The fact that a human life was taken and people were acting like it was nothing. That was the most disturbing thing about Monday's episode. My Papa Hudson even told me that the way Zach handled the situation, he goes, you would think that he was talking about a piece of meat. That's what my dad said. And I know people who treat their animals better than the way Zach treated Josh. It was so cold, so inhuman. And then the rest of them were acting the same way. It was disgusting. I was repulsed by Monday's episode.
The most disgusting thing to me is that the boy's mother had the driest eyes in the house. Miss Erica Kane. Susan Lucci, baby. We got to call you out on it. You're fair game. We love you and we worship you. And Jordan, I want to know what you think, because you worship Susan Lucci. You love her. So what do you think? I want to know your honest opinion.
Okay, well, I love her, but I'm not blind, deaf, and dumb.
Thank you.
Look, I'm going to say this right off the bat. Susan Lucci is fabulous at playing Erica. She is amazing. Nobody can do Erica Kane like she can. She has great timing on line delivery. She's funny. But she is never going to be doing Madea on Broadway. So you people who want her to be crying and blah, blah, it's not going to happen. That's not her.
I feel like you're lowering your standards for her.
No, wait. I'm saying
that woman makes the most money of anybody in that show. She can't shed one tear.
No, let me finish.
Rise up.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Yes.
She could do stuff. She did great stuff with Bianca when Bianca had the anorexia. That's what got her the daytime Emmy finally. She had great scenes when Mark was in rehab that everybody thought that she should have won that year. And I agree.
Mark Dalton was on 30 Rock this week.
Yes, did you see him?
Yes, it was so good.
Yeah, I think it's Mark Dalton. And so she should have won that year. The people thought, I think she lost either to Finola Hughes or, no, maybe not Finola. You know who she, I think she lost to Mama Ryan on Ryan's Hope that year that everybody thought she should have won. But anyway, I digress. The thing is that in order for Miss Lucci to really go there, it needs to be there in the writing. And that's another thing that I don't think you people are, look, actors can only do so much. There's only so much that an actor can pull out of their ass. There has to be something on the script for them to work with. And Chuck Pratt is not giving these actors. I don't blame Zach. He's playing what's on the script. But there's no scenes. You can't give us a scene where Zach is torn about what he did. No, he comes across like a one-note villain, like a maniac. I'm sorry. I disagree. I know somebody in the blog, I forgot who, said that it was self-defense. It wasn't self-defense. All right?
Somebody said it was self-defense.
Somebody said it was self-defense.
We love you, bloggers, so much.
But it was not self-defense. Not self-defense. And I'm going to explain why it's not self-defense. First of all, because
everybody who knows Josh knows he was never going to hurt anybody.
Exactly. He's not a serial killer. He's not a murderer. There was no way. If there was one person that he was going to kill, it probably would be Zach. But he wasn't going to hurt his mother. He wasn't going to hurt her. He was upset. He was angry. This is the flaw with the storyline, because you know what? You, Chuck Pratt, are an idiot. You destroy the character, Zach. And I've never been a big Zach fan, but now I can never like Zach. His character is horrible to me now for what he did. But all you had to do was let Jesse shoot him. Jesse's a cop. If Jesse shot him, Jesse shot him in the line of fire doing his duty.
That's a good point.
And Jesse doesn't really know Josh from Adam. So all you would have done is...
Jesse would not have been justified in shooting him, do you think?
No, if Jesse as a cop was telling him to put the gun down and
but
he
Jesse
thought,
has to have a reason for
yeah,
shooting
if,
him.
If he thought that Reese was in danger and
we
he
live
saw
in New
a
York
way
City,
out.
People.
Cops shoot all the time.
They do shoot all the time.
They do shoot all the time.
To.
They shoot the cops here in New York shoot when the person doesn't even have a gun on them.
That's true. But that's a mistake.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I would have rather taken Jesse having a mistake
you
killing Josh. Wait,
you're
wait.
Right.
No.
You're right about that.
I would have rather had Jesse as a cop making a mistake killing Josh than to have Zach purposely shoot him and kill him
see,
to get a heart.
See,
because that's what it boils down to.
See,
he told Jake, when he saw Jake, like the same day or earlier that day, he told Jake, I'll get a heart even if I have to kill somebody. So he intentionally shot Josh to kill him to get that heart for Kendall. I'm sorry.
But why aren't you writing for the show?
Because they don't want to hire me because I want to bring back Brooke
listen,
and older people.
My question to you is that you just gave me a brilliant idea.
What?
Brilliant idea.
What?
Instead of Jesse dealing with the caca that he is given, let him accidentally shoot Josh. Like, let Josh's gun turn out to be unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And let him accidentally shoot and kill Josh and have to deal as a cop with the repercussions of killing a man in the line of fire. Maybe take his badge away for a little while, have an investigation, have mm-hmm. him go through something legitimate and real that really happens instead of this damn malarkey that every day we have to see him doing. Whether it's Natalia, Rebecca, David Hayward, that, don't get me started. We got to talk about that later in the show. But I'm just so effing tired of what the storylines that they're giving the most beloved characters on the show. I'm just tired.
I told
of
you.
It.
For me, I'm sorry. Monday's episode was even worse than when Dixie died. And you know why? Because at least when Dixie died, those actors had material to play their heart out. I remember watching Palmer and Oprah and all of them waiting in the emergency room. And I remember John James coming out of Safari Jeff with his head down to let them know. And everybody was bawling. Even when
they
thought.
I didn't love Tad's, though.
Even,
I didn't love Tad's
even,
performance.
Even when Babe, when they thought Babe died that first time.
Oh, that was great.
Remember how good Bobby Eakes
was?
Was
so good.
And now you look at her when Babe died for real. She couldn't muster up anything.
Can I tell you? I think it was Daytime Confidential. I'm not speaking badly of you, Daytime Confidential. I enjoy your program very much. But I disagree with the roundtable. With the roundtable.
I didn't say anything.
That said that they thought Bobby Eakes' performance on The Stand was brilliant.
No, I didn't agree with that either.
I don't agree with that.
But again, I put a lot of it on the writing. I don't think a lot of it was there in the writing.
I agree with
that. The writing is very one note. They don't write anything
but
to show.
You still look. I'm sorry. There's two people I'm going to point out as examples.
Ooh.
Annie, Melissa Claire Egan, and Tad, Michael Knight.
No I
matter
agree with
what
you.
Shy note, no matter what shit they get, they both turn it into Shy Nola.
I mean, who would have thought like 2 years ago when Insani came on as Blandy that we would have been raving about her now? Certainly not you.
My raving is lukewarm.
Let me tell you something.
I respect her for making an effort. She's a hardworking lady. I still don't like the character.
She makes lemonade out of lemons, let me tell you.
I don't love the actress. I don't love her. I'm sorry, I don't. She wears too much makeup for someone in solitary confinement.
Well, you got to give her credits for working with
boring. She got a French manicure.
Boring Dr. Sheridan
She's
Crane
in solitary.
And Adam.
She's in solitary. She got
right,
a
look,
French manicure.
Look.
And perfectly groomed eyebrows. Enough said.
Look. We got to get this ball rolling.
All right, let's get it rolling. Let's talk about the beginning of the week. We knew it was going to happen, that Josh was going to get shot by Zach trying to make off with Reese. But I will say that despite his head wound, he is still able to deliver a heartbreaking monologue.
He was good.
Get it? Heartbreaking? Brum-bum-tsh. Heartbreaking?
You're a regular Ellen DeGeneres, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
He was really brilliant. He went out the way Sydney Penny went out and all the good ones that are going out.
He said that he wanted a second chance, but I was doing the math. I think he meant a third chance.
You're so mean.
Well, he was unaborted, so that he got a second chance
mean.
At that point. Don't you think? Anyway, I loved him. He told Erica that he loved her, and he asked her to make sure that Kendall knows how much he loved her. And I loved it. And I hated, as you pointed out so astutely, Mr. Hudson, that Zach was shouting to everyone to take Josh's heart before he was even dead.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't even dead yet. He was still conscious. How do you know he's going to be brain dead?
Then he asked Erica to make a choice.
So
there's no choice to make until you got a dead body, people.
Yeah, exactly. What was he doing that? And what kind of choice is that? And that's the thing. And see, this is what I'm talking about, it not being there in the writing, Ashley. Was there anything for Erica to turn on Zach and blame Zach for shooting? No, Erica just accepted it. Zach killed her son.
The only thing I'm going to give y'all people, what? The only thing, is that Erica did not choose to have Josh as a son. Yeah. Erica did not choose to have Josh as a son. He kind of popped up. So she's not going to be feeling towards him what she feels towards Bianca or even towards Kendall, who's been in her life for a long time now. What?
I beg to differ.
Really?
Really. A mother. When you're a mother one day, you'll realize what I'm talking about, okay? Not that I'm a mother, but the love between a mother that isn't a crack addict, a real mother, and her child, that's a bond that you can't break. Let me tell you.
I'm just saying it would not be the same as Reva.
Reva on Guiding Life finds children left and right after years of not knowing them. And she loves those children with a fierceness that's unbelievable. And I think that rings more true. Well, I think she loved Josh. That's her son. How could she not? And the guilt that she must have felt knowing that she tried to abort him. See, that's what it's about the writing not being good. When McTavish created the story, did we ever see really heartfelt scenes where Erica felt guilty realizing? Because you know why she aborted him? It wasn't because she didn't. She was aborting him because she was thinking of her freaking career.
I know.
It wasn't like she was some unwed teen who didn't know how she was gonna take care of her kid, so she decided to abort him. It wasn't like she was raped.
All right, fine.
She aborted him for selfish reasons. Well, and I'm not against abortion. I think that's up to the individual. That's a person. I'm pro-choice.
He's not pro-abortion. He's pro-choice.
I'm not pro. I know if I was a woman, I most likely would not be able to do it. That's me. But you know what? I'm a man. Men shouldn't even be having a say in this. This should be a woman's issue, and only women should have a say. I get mad when men. No, it's true. All these males, especially all these white males in the Supreme Court making this decision for women around the country. That's a woman's right and a woman's choice.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, I'm getting all political.
We are going to get some letters.
I know, because there's some pro-lifers out there.
Disco Dan, I found out you're conservative this week.
Yeah, I was shocked, Disco Dan. Disco Dan.
Not that there's anything wrong. Listen, I'm not going to be like that. President Obama cares for everybody. And in fact, I watched a program last night on PBS about Barack Obama. Did you know that when he was at Harvard Law Review, he put more conservatives on the masthead than liberals?
Okay.
He became friends with them. He's open to other positions. So
Disco Dan's like Alex P. Keaton.
That's right.
Disco Dan, that's your new name. Alex P. Keaton.
Alex P. Keaton.
You're Alex P. Keaton to us now. That's right.
Well, listen. Back to Erica Kane. Finally, Josh becomes brain dead, which then leaves the door open for her to say, you know, pull the plug and then take his heart and all that stuff because she's the next of kin because Tad killed his dad. Actually, not his real dad, though, right?
No, it wasn't his real dad.
Oh, you're right. Where the hell is Jeff Martin?
In the safari with Jamie.
They're
playing in the bushes.
Well, did you notice? Yeah, seriously. Did you notice that when they told her, when Zach kind of suggested that she make, was it Zach or Angie? I think Angie might have said you can make the decision, or maybe David did. I don't know, people. I was so hating on the storyline, I lost track. Someone said to her that she had to choose, and she kind of gave this look as if she was deciding between paper or plastic. It's very interesting to me. She was very puzzled.
It's funny. It's
very
funny.
Perplexing. You know?
I like that. That was good.
And what I want to know is, regardless of whether or not she gives this go-ahead, why does Kendall jump ahead on the list for heart transplants? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because that's a different scenario.
It's a private donation.
It's a private donation. I think that's not like a private donation, but the thing is, because they're a match, girl.
Well, at that point, Erica says goodbye to Josh.
I think it's the family's choice. It's the family's choice. Because Erica doesn't have to give the heart to anybody.
Do we have any medical people out there that could clarify this?
Yeah, because obviously all my children doesn't have any medical staff people on
PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com if you know the story on this.
I think they have the right to decide if that heart's going to go to who it can go to. I think they do.
I love when Erica said goodbye to Josh. It was so moving. Goodbye, Josh. It was nice knowing you. Don't let the hospital doors kick you in the ass.
Oh, you're being sarcastic. I believed you. I believed you for a minute.
It was great. I noticed that Bubianca cried way more than Erica.
Yes, and you know why that annoyed me?
Why?
Because you know what scene it was? It was when she was saying goodbye to Josh, and in the background you could see a blurry Bianca clutching her pearls. It's like, honey, you're not wearing pearls. Why are you? You know what? Clutching the pearls is a gay term. It's like this, girl. When somebody goes like this, we call that clutching the pearls. You're clutching the pearls because you know little ladies clutch their pearls. Yeah. Please, she was clutching the pearls and she's like rocking back and forth, crying and heaving. But meanwhile, when her brother got shot by Zach, she couldn't muster till all she cared about was Reese. She looked like she wanted to spit on Zach on Josh when he got shot. So all of a sudden she's like crying up a storm for her brother. Please, Bianca got on my nerves in that scene. I couldn't stand her.
I'm not loving Bianca right now. Boo Bianca. I'm liking her boobies. She's getting skinnier. You cannot tell me she ain't getting skinnier. People, you need to back me up on
this. She can feed all Africa with those breasts.
Hell no, she's losing weight though. Did you notice when Erica said goodbye to Josh? She said, "Goodbye, Josh. I'm so sorry." And then she went for a manicure.
No, she did not.
Oh no. Well, that must have been the late night version.
You're Pine Valley at night.
I'm sorry. On Wednesday, it was almost too much to take because what? Erica appeared as if weeping.
When?
On Wednesday.
Didn't know. When?
She tried very hard to moisten her eyes. It didn't quite work.
She was trying to pass gas.
She had a little gas bubble.
She had a little gas bubble, that's all.
Well, I thought Jesse Hubbard showed amazing sensitivity after the moment that Josh passed. He asked Erica about the events of the evening in an effort to put together a case for the Pine Valley Police.
Wasn't he there?
Yes.
So why was he asking when he was a witness?
Well,
he
agree with that, but he was asking what happened in the room.
Oh, in the room.
And then he realizes that he was being a total dick. And then he stopped his questions.
She meant that like a detective.
Yes, exactly. A dick. I liked when the only thing I did like was the recall of history. There was a couple times this week where they mentioned Jillian's heart being given to Laura. For those of you who don't remember, it was given to Laura,
Crazy Laura,
Brooke's daughter, who is now on ER.
No, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Whatever. I'm sorry, ER's off the air. Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but ABC might be picking it up. I hope not. I hate ER.
Well, I don't think anything of that Laura Allen. I've spoken about her before. These people from Women and Children, they fail up. I'm telling you right now, they
fail
up.
Well, all I'll say is this about Miss Laura Allen.
She's horrible.
She's getting work, and Rebecca Budwick couldn't when Rebecca Budwick was out there.
Well, no, you're right, though. But how is that possible?
The same way, what's his name, got work, and the other one didn't. That's why he came back to All My Children.
This leads me into our first question of the week. And the first question of the week is from our friend Terry in Toronto. And it says, "Dear Ashley, my question for you and Jordan this week is, which AMC character or actor in the entire history of the show would you most want to make out with?" You don't mind.
Oh my
God. Super easy.
That's a tough question.
I'm going to tell you right now, T, there is no hands down. It's going to be Mr. Josh Duhamel as Mr. Leo Dupre. And I'm telling you, I do a lot more than make out with him. You know what I'm saying? I will go sideways, bend over backwards. I do whatever he wants. I will be his love slave. He's amazing. The second, the close tie is Michael E. Knight, young Michael E. Knight. Hot, hot, hot. And then the third, Chrishell.
I'm torn. That's a tough question.
What would you say?
Okay. Eva LaRue first and Alicia Munsu second. I mean, I love me my Alicia Munsu, but before there was Kendall, there was Maria.
Are you serious? I'm surprised because you worship Alicia Munsu's little bones.
I know, but Eva LaRue's Latin.
You worship
girl.
Her little knobby knees.
Eva LaRue, I see Eva LaRue in person with no makeup on the streets of the city. And she's another one who doesn't need the makeup.
Too?
She is just
a beautiful person.
And
such
oh my
person.
God! And thank God she's single. Thank God she dumped that ex-husband of hers, John Callahan.
Thank you. I agree with you.
He was a,
I heard he was a drunk.
Oh, horrible, horrible.
I heard he was a drunk.
She could do so much better. She should have never hooked up with him.
Well, she married a billionaire, so look who's laughing.
Who? Eva LaRue?
Yeah, she did.
She's married a billionaire? Absolutely. You go, Eva!
I don't know if he's a billionaire, but he's a multi, like, shipping.
Good, she deserves it. She deserves a nice man. Not a rich man, a nice man. I'm sure he's a nice man.
Well, he's worshiping her, and he's lavishing his money on her and her beautiful
she
daughter.
She deserves it. She deserves it.
Her daughter is so beautiful.
Let me tell you something. She is, live for Eva LaRue.
But Eater Meagle? I shouldn't say it because then we'll never get her on the show.
What?
She's like great on interviews, but I don't think she's all that nice all the time. I've seen her in the streets. She gets annoyed when people look at her.
I never met her. But you know what I wish? I wish that we could do interviews. I would love, because I would be like Chelsea Handler.
I just blew it with Eater Meagle.
I would be like Chelsea Handler. I would ask the tough questions. If I had Brian Franz and I could interview him, I'd be like, Brian Franz, do you realize that you're destroying ABC Daytime? And then if I had Chuck Pratt, I'll go, Chuck Pratt, do you know that your writing sucks?
They would not even answer the question. You got to do a diplomatic
I'm very straightforward. I'm going to ask a straightforward question. Why are you trying to destroy all my children?
You got to say like this.
Answer me, Mr. Pratt. I'll be very Barbara Walters.
You got to say like this. Mr. Chuck Pratt, there are some people in the community, in the soap community, that would say that you've absolutely destroyed the show. That you are worse than a pile of shit and a steaming hot summer day. How do you respond to that?
You're so silly.
You gotta be like diplomatic.
No, I'm gonna go straight for the jugular. I'm gonna go, you suck. Suck it, Brian Franz. Suck it, Chuck Pratt. Why are you trying to destroy my soap?
I have a sneaky suspicion we won't be getting interviews anytime soon.
I wish we could, though.
But you can't play like that.
Super Poster gets interviews.
Because he's a very generous, kind man. And you should go to his blog site, myspace.com/superposteroftheyear. He's very kind.
I could be very kind, too.
Listen, he gave
If I was interviewing Brianna Mongrief, I'd go like this. Brianna Mongrief, do you know you can't act?
Ah, that's terrible. You can't do that.
Do you know that your forehead looks like IMAX?
That is very mean, and that's why we will never have
an interview. And if I was interviewing Debbie Morgan, I'd go, Debbie Morgan, who do you think is going to win the Pat or the Weeze? You, Olivia Fry. Okay, wait, I didn't finish Terry's question. Out of the guys, oh, God. I've got to say, in this order, Larry Law, Colin, and
Frankie. I can't believe you're saying Colin.
What's his name?
Frankie.
Well, but he's Frankie now. He's cute.
Really?
There's something about him. I don't know.
He's got a pretty shiny forehead himself. He's got like you, a very exact hairline.
Jordan, stop with my hair.
Jordan Hudson has the same exact precise hairline.
Because we all get Caesars and whatever. I'm not even going to get
nice
into my
though,
hair.
It's nice,
whatever.
It.
Anyway, why didn't you think I picked Colin? I think Colin's gorgeous.
Because I always get him confused with the guy that played, what's his name, Zaxxon.
No, that was your favorite.
He was so beautiful.
Let me tell you something. On Days of Our Lives, I could see why you appreciate him now.
Thank you. He's gorgeous. All right,
let's get back to
this damn storyline. I love when David come out of the operating room and he's got a little bit of fake sweat on his little V-neck. And he says, the operation was a success. And everybody goes, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I had a problem with that.
Fake!
Not fake. This is what
I'm talking about. Of course it's going to be a success.
About bad,
who the hell?
This is what I'm talking about, bad writing and bad acting. They all leaped up and were happy as can be. There was no knowledge that Josh had passed away. There was no, like, regret. This was bittersweet. When General Hospital did it when General Hospital did it with Maxie and BJ, yes, they were happy that Maxie lived, but they knew that the result was that BJ died. It was a very, like, bittersweet happiness. No, they were happy Josh is gone. So what? I didn't like that scene at all. I did not like that at all.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, for 1 second, Zach does show a little bit of thought about the whole thing. He says, what I'm worried about now is Kendall waking up and looking at the man who killed her husband.
Her brother.
Oh, what I'm worried about now is Kendall waking up and looking at the man who killed her brother.
You know why?
Why?
Because when Kendall wakes up, that's what she should be thinking. You killed her brother, you idiot.
We'll see. I think it's happening next week, right?
You British-Irish idiot.
Right? No. That's not Torsten. That's not Zach. Anyway, and then Banks wants to postpone the triple-ass hippie wedding.
Oh, God, this wedding. Why were they even discussing that?
And why are Ryan and Green, like, if someone said to me, like, it's obviously a bad idea. So, like, if someone said to Ryan, like, if I was Ryan and someone said to me, and Binks said to me, you know, I don't think that the wedding's going to work. It just feels like the wrong time. I want to wait for Kendall to wake up and blah, blah, blah. If I was Ryan, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I think it's a terrible idea. We'll just get married first, and then you guys get married when you're ready. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. It's like a get out of jail free card. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Don't mm-hmm. you agree? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's so stupid.
Well, Greenlee wants to wait for Kendall, too. Kendall's supposed to be her bridesmaid.
But why can't... This is my problem.
I say they just wheel her in. Like, Weekend at Bernie's, they could just wheel Kendall in.
They could wheel Babe in, too.
I know. If they could prop Babe up, they could prop Kendall up.
That's right.
Let her be the maid of honor.
Well, all is resolved because, golly gee, Banks says the wedding's back on. Yay!
Whatever.
Whatever. We gotta say something positive. I'm sick of being negative.
So you ready to talk about One Night to Live?
I'm always ready to talk about One Night to Live. Let's continue. I love the scene where Zach and Reese go home after the whole Kendall surgery and stuff. Zach's all happy because Kendall surgery was a success. I love when Reese goes home and she picks up Ian as Spike. Because the combined weight of the two children is more than Reese's weight. So I just thought it was an amazing moment.
You thought she was going to topple over like Dolly Parton?
I really did. I thought it was an amazing moment in the whole week. Amazing, amazing moment. Do you think that they used a crane?
You're an idiot, Crane.
I'm just wondering. Anyway, it was nice. And then that's when we had the whole damn eclipse. Reese watching the eclipse.
Oh, my God. I can't. What is this thing with eclipses and moons? And I don't get it. What is his issue with this?
Horrible. I hated it.
Looked like an episode of Dark Shadows. I kept waiting for her to go, my name is Victoria Winters, and welcome to the House of Collinwood. I mean, it was ridiculous with the moon already. Enough with the moon. Enough with eclipses.
Well, I think we got two camps about what I'm going to talk about next, because we got Erica and Jerkson. You know, Erica going back to her hotel room because, you know, Jerkson knows that she needs help and comfort. And the one thing I will say about Erica Kane is that she wore less makeup on the Josh scene. So I thought that was good. No?
Yeah.
Anyway, Erica and Jack, of course, go back to the same old crap territory that they always go to. And Erica agrees with that Jack that, yes, we keep hurting each other, Jack. That's what we do. And then they hug. That's that hug crap. Why do people hug on All My Children? I got two beefs with this. I got Shadow, our blogger, our faithful blogger. He points out that sex is always indicated by candles. Passion is always indicated for me by hugs. I hate hugs. I'm sick of hugs. And the last thing is that whenever someone goes to make love on the show, you got to carry the woman. The man got to carry the woman to the bed. That's so annoying. This week, Ryan carries Greenlee off the bed, and I'm just, like, so bored. That happens to Erica all the time. They just whisk her off on her feet.
So what, you wanted Greenlee to carry Ryan back to bed?
No, but I'm saying, why does
always... Ryan, get him back. Jump a piggyback.
Why does the 82-pound woman always have to be carried to bed by the man? It's so silly.
She's 82 pounds.
Well.
He's afraid the wind will blow her away.
Well, with Erica, I know why it is, because Erica will let men fuck her. That's why. It's a privilege. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to bleep that?
Of course.
Oh.
I bleeped it last week. And then on Friday, Erica is back to work and back to being nasty. And I really find her abrupt management style very harsh, very ineffective. Her management style, Erica Kane, why are you reading questions? You're not listening to me, Jordan?
Because I'm bored with it. Because you know what? Because it was stupid for her to go back to work. Her son just died. This bad writing.
Well,
What do you want me to tell you?
That's it was very adorable looking at Miss Erica Kane on that laptop typewriting with the little two-finger technique. Her little nails clicking against each little key. I thought it was very adorable.
I thought those scenes were all contrived. It made no sense. What was the purpose? To show that Erica was being a bitch?
Yes.
So that Petey and what's her name could rap that girl who I can't even remember her name anymore.
Randy. Well, the funny part
the
to
idiot
me.
Idiot hooker who doesn't get paid the right amount.
The funny part
and
to
who
me.
Who uses her real name.
And gets filmed on the internet.
No, you know what my biggest problem is?
The writing issue.
No. It's the bad choices that this soap opera is making to show people. First of all, have you not noticed that GR has been running around town drunk and everybody keeps telling him he has the keys to the car, go out, leave? Tad threw him out of the house, didn't call him a cab. He just was like, JR could get home on his own. And Amanda did it to JR this week, too.
I agree with He's driving drunk. I agree with our bloggers.
That's not good.
That say that he has one drink and appears as if he is
No, but do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is a show that had a storyline years ago of Brooke losing her daughter to a drunk driver. And now you're having a main character, right, driving around drunk.
I agree with you.
And then another character, a show that dealt with AIDS and HIV, has a young woman who had unprotected sex with two men in the same week.
Three. Can't you count Jake?
They haven't had sex in months.
Oh, but in the same week?
Yeah, she has.
Amanda had sex with him in the same week?
Well.
It is so obviously David Hayward. I'm sorry. It's stupid.
What?
Because for Amanda to know she's pregnant, she would not know a week after she sleeps with JR for the first time that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's obviously we David know it's Hayward. David, yeah. Duh. Duh. And that's another thing. We're going to talk about that. I got a gripe with that.
All right.
Well, let's wrap this up. I thought it was funny that when Petey made a typo at Fusion, that Erica got on him. But this is a child who could make rain, who could put seeds in the clouds and make rain fall. And somehow he doesn't know how to spell fusions in the possessive.
No, I don't think that it was his fault. I think it came like that. And instead of sending it back and getting it fixed, he thought he'd show Erica first to get approval. Because he did tell her that. He said, I wanted you to get approval first. She's like, I'm not approving, like, spelling errors or whatever.
Well, Erica said to Binks, the level of incompetence in this company, it really.
You sure she didn't say the level of incompetence of this writing team? No?
She might have. Oh, my goodness.
I think that's what she meant to say.
I mean company. But I did like when she left and then Petey and Randy are like busting on Erica and Bianca tore them both a new a-hole.
I didn't like it.
You're gonna tell me that
Petey and Randy don't realize that she just lost her son? Would you be making fun of somebody that just lost their son?
All right, I buy
no matter
it.
How I nasty you're they
right.
are.
I changed my mind. I agree, you're right.
It was that whole scene
I'm
was
trying
stupid.
To find something positive, but I like Banks's how she dealt with it. That was good.
Yeah.
And then there's a stupid ending of the week with Reese realizing that Zach hasn't, and Binks realizing that Zach hasn't been to see Kendall since the heart transplant.
Oh, my God.
So she goes to see Zach to get him to go. And he's full on Grizzly Adams this week, isn't he? Ugh. Anyway, but I liked his performance when he said, the part I love, Kendall's heart, is gone. Oh, what if she doesn't love me when she wakes up? I like that.
Please, that's not the part of Kendall that you love.
Well, what I hated was the big
You like her tongue. What is it?
Tonton.
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 That's the part that you don't want to lose.
The part that I hated was the quote-unquote cliffhanger of the week. The quote-unquote cliffhanger of the week is Zach going to hear Kendall's heart and then him and Bianca and Reese having a moment and Erica looking in and seeing Reese having a small, tiny moment with Zach. Over it, done with it, don't give a crap. That's
Wait a minute.
Not a storyline.
I thought the cliffhanger was Todd opening up Janet's shirt and seeing the wire.
Seeing the wire?
That was a cliffhanger.
That's a cliffhanger.
But that's One Night to Live. I'm
One
sorry.
One Night to Live. That's a cliffhanger. You want to talk about Adam, JR, and Amanda?
No, I want to talk about the fact, why is Tamara. I don't ever say it right, too. Why is Tamara playing it like she really does like Zach? I'm sorry, but this week it did seem like she has feelings for Zach.
Of course,
that's the way
she's
playing it.
Didn't you see when Zach was hugging Binks, he reached around and he felt her totol? He felt Reese's totol. You didn't see that?
Actually, I don't know what to tell you. I'm really getting disgusted with all my.
I saw that.
Let's speed through the rest because I'm.
I want a question.
I'm ready to talk about.
I want another question.
Wait, I'm ready to talk about Toni Collette's show. Did you see that?
No.
I loved it. Oh. For those of you who haven't seen, you have Showtime. See United States of Tara. The first 15 minutes are a little quirky because it's setting everything up, and I was like, But by the end of the episode, I was hooked, and then I saw the second episode. Phenomenal. Toni Collette is amazing. Amazing.
Okay. I bought Dexter on DVD.
I'm proud of you.
I'm excited, right?
Good TV. Dexter is awesome.
You should
awesome.
See his face, people. He looks so concerned.
No, because Dexter's a phenomenal. Every season it gets better. I go, how can this show get better? And every season they come back even better than the last.
Why don't you do one from Louis?
I don't know what the questions are, girl.
This is it. He hates Soros. Please address the awful epidemic that is sweeping Pine Valley known as Soras.
All right.
Well, I prefer to say sore ass.
Well, Louis,
because that's how it makes me feel.
Louis, I hate to break it to you, but sore ass has been part of daytime history since Guiding Light started in 19... 19- 19. That's right. I mean, it just is the way they have to handle it at times. I mean, some soaps are handling it better than others. Like, I think One Night to Live did a really good job of aging Vicky's children, because for me, it seemed like they were little toddlers forever, and then they finally aged them. So, I mean, that makes sense. All My Children is horrible at it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm being honest. First of all, let's look at Erica Kane. Erica Kane supposedly was 16 when the show started 40 years ago. That would make Erica how old now?
56.
Now, she was 16 when the show started, right?
She's really 62, people.
I heard 65.
No, 62.
Really? Okay, anyway.
63 this year. All she
right.
was born the
I, same I don't know. Mother. I could have sworn IMDb says 65, but okay. Anyway, so right. So Erica Kane's supposed to be 56, right?
Yes.
Now, Erica was raped at the age of 14 and had Kendall. So that would make Kendall now, let's see, 40 plus 2, 42. Does Alicia look 42?
No.
Okay. And Josh should be about...
Was unaborted.
Unaborted about like 2 years into the show. So that would make Josh 38. Okay.
He looks 38. No, he didn't come on the show as 38, though.
No, he doesn't. He looks good. All right. Frankie.
38 don't look good?
Frankie.
You got a problem with 38?
Frankie's supposed to be 25, right?
Is he?
And he's already a doctor. Well, they keep saying that Jesse and Angie haven't seen each other since he was 20 years.
My biggest problem is that whore Natalia.
But wait, it gets better. It gets better with Frankie.
And
because
yes, I did call her a whore.
It gets better with Frankie because that's 25. But yet about almost 10 years ago, Frankie was already 19 or 20 when he was unloving with Angie. So somehow Frankie lost some years. And get this, if Frankie's 25...
Talk about Jake.
Wait, no, it gets better. If Frankie is 25, right, how can JR be older than Frankie when JR wasn't born until years later? And a matter of fact, how can Amanda be the same age close to JR when she wasn't born until years later on the show?
Stupid.
So see, Lewis, you're right. Soraya sucks.
It's a sore ass.
Sore ass sucks.
Psoriasis is the condition on Kobe's forehead. What?
Oh my
it's a
God,
little blotchy and red.
Girl,
listen,
gonna...
we got to move on. We got to talk about Amanda and JR and Adam. Did I miss the part where Amanda looks at the pregnancy test and is positive?
Huh?
Did I miss that part? Did she look at the pregnancy test?
I don't think they showed it.
They didn't show it, right? They showed it on the commercial, which was ridiculous. Anyway, Jake stops by. JR is still drunk. Mandy gets Jake to leave. She goes to the hospital, which I guess means the test is positive. She's going to have an abortion, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she going to find out she's pregnant? No. At that point, she's going to find out she's pregnant.
Yeah.
That's right. So, JR goes to see Adam, who has burned every chopped up piece of the car that David gave little A into the fire, which, to me, I agree with all y'all on the blog, that would cause a horrible environmental condition that would make everybody in the house throw up from the toxic fumes of the plastic burning. Ridic. Anyway, then JR stumbles a little more. Adam then asks JR to go to rehab, and he tells him to...
Did he ask him to go to Sober House?
Oh, he should have told him. No, he needs celebrity rehab. He doesn't need Sober House. He needs celebrity rehab. Oh, did you check out that flashback to New Babe? I realize I really don't miss her. I really don't. That nose is too perfect. It's too plastic surgery. I don't miss her. And then we cut to Amanda. And then Amanda goes to the hospital. Of course, she runs into nosy-ass Jake, who acts all high and mighty. He acts really high and mighty for someone who treated her like such a dick. Don't you think?
It makes no sense. It really now all of a sudden, Jake's nice again.
Well, he's attacking her at first about that $500,000 check he found with Angie. And she admits to getting JR drunk and that she slept with David. And then she...
And she was like, so I guess I am a whore. You call me a whore. I was so stupid.
And then she fake faints. I'm telling you, I love me some Chrishell Stiles. I love Chrishell Stiles more than any actress on television right now. I swear to God. But she got a rough time with some of these acting things she got to do. She's not that good, baby. Even that fake faint was like so fake.
I don't know. I met a lot of pregnant women and I've never seen a pregnant woman faint.
I have not either. I'll tell you right now.
I don't know. That's just me.
Anyway, and Jake does not work at the hospital. I do not understand how he's taking Mandy to see a doctor, why he's there, all that
stuff.
Why
was he at the hospital?
I don't know. And all I know is I was pissed because how the hell he's asking her about how she's pregnant, why she's pregnant, who's the father. How the hell? I mean, I know he slept with her, but he slept with her months ago. There ain't no way she's pregnant just finding out.
So you're saying, how is it any of your business?
It ain't none of your beeswax, Jake. They're turning Jake into a real a-hole.
They should have played that Salt and Pepper song. Should have been, ain't none of my business. Remember that? If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. You don't remember that Salt and Pepper song?
You should have
Salt and Pepper? Yes, honey. That's Salt and Pepper. No, that's not TLC, girl. Oh, right. It's Salt and Pepper. All
right, fine.
Salt and Pepper's here, and we're in effect. We want to push it hard. I used to love Salt and Pepper.
I used to love them, too. I don't love what happens to Angie and Jesse in the next scene that have to do with the storyline. Oh, my God. Basically, as we know, Angela has found drugs in David's house, and she presents them to Jesse, who says,
how exactly did you find this evidence, Angela?
I love that. But it's so stupid to me because everybody in second grade knows you can't just bust into someone's house and get evidence and then present it in a court of law. Everybody knows that. So stupid.
Everybody. All you have to do is watch any of the Law and Orders anytime, any episode, and you would learn that if you didn't know it already, Angie.
Well, on I think it was like Thursday's episode or something. I don't remember. But one of the cliffhangers was Angie gets Jesse. She sees David and she presents the evidence to Jesse and says, arrest David! Arrest him! And then...
she was being righteous black woman.
That's right. And then David talks to Jesse. And then Jesse says,
you have the right to remain silent, Angela.
And he arrests Angela. And I was... freaking screaming at the TV and I threw a chancleta at it. I did.
But why?
Because this is not Jesse. Who the hell is this person?
I don't know. This is Jesse's alter ego.
If my husband ever arrested me in front of a piece of crap like David Hayward, I would knock him out.
You know the way that Tad has Ted Orsini? Jesse has Jacob. Jared Orsini.
Oh, yeah, something. I agree.
And Jared Orsini is the father of Natalia.
This is not Jesse, people. I'm sorry, I kill him.
I have to agree with Ashley. I would not believe in a million years that Jesse would in any way arrest his wife.
No freaking way. For any reason. For David to be all smarmy and sneering.
Yeah, I would not believe that Jesse would do that. You know why? Because he's a man of color. That's it. I'll say it. We proud people. We would not be doing stuff like that. You would not. I'm Latin and I would. No.
Even just that. He should be very afraid when he gets home.
She's going to beat the shit out of him.
Beat his
ass. She is going to right upside his head. She's going to take that weave off. She's going to pull her earrings off. She's going to say, Frankie, give me the Vaseline because your father's going to get it tonight. And I don't mean in a good way.
Yes. He better watch out. He better be very afraid. And then we still got like nosy ass Jake coming over counseling Amanda. And I just wrote my notes, what a dickwad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All these scenes this week with Jake all of a sudden deciding that he's like gonna be like the saint for Amanda. What was that about?
Well, I didn't.
You were just calling her a whore last week.
I didn't love though Miss Chrishell Stouse as Amanda saying, I'm gonna have an abortion, Jake. Okay? It just seemed very light. Like, the whole thing seemed very... she didn't cry. She wasn't upset. She wasn't torn. She wasn't... it just seemed too...
goes back to what I said earlier.
It's not the writing, though, in that case.
No, but this it's what I... no, but wait. It's what I said earlier. There's only so much that the actors can pull out of their ass if it's not in the script.
Bull crap. If you're dealing with an abortion storyline...
yeah, but... That's a very everyday thing for any woman to deal with. It goes back to the writers writing a scene where Amanda's actually torn about this, where she's giving it some thought.
But I'm sorry.
The only scene that we see is her telling Jake
you
off.
Got dickwad Jake coming at you about having a baby.
Yeah, but it's not in the script.
I would be like, that would be enough to make me very upset and defensive. I agree with
you. I agree with you, but it's not in the script.
That's bull.
It goes back to the writing. It's not in the script.
That's bull. Tad does it. Michael Knight does it. Blandy, Melissa Claire Egan does it. I'm sorry. She's not. I'm just saying, I don't think she's up to the material. That's all I'm saying.
What material? There's no material there.
An abortion storyline is something for her to play. It's something.
My God, even the nurse that brought her in for the abortion was smiling when JR showed up.
That's true.
And me and you talked about this on the phone, how annoying that was, because this is a serious thing. An abortion is something serious. You don't take lightly. And this nurse is like this, like if she was coming in for like a pedicure and a manicure.
All right, well, we got to wrap this up. This is annoying me, this whole storyline. In the meantime, JR gets so wasted in front of Little A, and I was embarrassed for Jacob Young. Daddy's just gonna have one more drink.
Those scenes were
awful. What's one more drink? One more drink for Daddy.
I cringe.
One more for Daddy.
I cringe. It was horrible. It's a horrible, horrible.
Oh, my God. He slobbers every single line. He grabs little A, who says to him, "You stink!" After they're playing with whatever they're playing with. "You ruined it. You stink!"
I think he meant that for Chuck Pratt.
I think so, too. And then JR runs to some dock somewhere, and then he sees a man.
No, but actually, Adam confronts him. That's why he leaves the house, because Adam confronts him.
And then, and then he has that thing that he thinks David is Adam or something.
It's just so good.
Anyway, little JR falls into the water, of course, and Amanda screams her head off, and then she
turns around and spins around, and this big lightning bolt comes out of nowhere. And when she's done, she has her tiara and her magic lasso, and she jumps into the water to save JR.
And she saves him. And she still does not lose her baby somehow. She's impregnant. She's pregnant.
That was stupid. And she's jumping into the water in the middle of the water.
And it's dumb. Cold, people. It is cold on the East Coast right now. So.
And you know what was even dumber? When they went back to the yacht, and instead of taking off the wet clothes, she grabs a blanket and tells them to put it on. Everybody knows you're supposed to take the wet clothes off, you stupid dingbat. It's like, come on, that's ridiculous.
At least our beautiful Amanda calls Jake, and before Jake comes over, her hair is blown out beautiful. She's got nice, beautiful clothes on.
Yeah, so what if JR's there wrapped up in those wet clothes? She went and got changed. She showered and changed and did her hair.
Well, anyway, Jake, you know.
God, this show sucks. Can't help it. I'm sorry.
JR figures out when he wakes up and Jake is there within like 2 minutes that Amanda's pregnant and having an abortion. I don't know how he deduces this, but he's like Adam. He deduces it. So then JR goes to the hospital and is convinced it's his kid, right? Right? Is that when
Smiley Nurse shows her appearance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is so confusing to me. I'm wrapping up JR and Mandy. They basically go to the hospital. She goes to the hospital for an abortion. That's when the smiley nurse, like you said, happens. David is all suspicious of why Amanda's there. This is ridiculous to me at this point. And then
I know he was really grilling it. What Disney does it make that she's in the hospital? She's in the hospital.
Well, I don't
know. I mean, like, the way he was grilling her was if he knew something was up. I mean,
Amanda meets JR for a drink. Confusion. She meets Jake for a drink of confusion. She doesn't get the abortion. Did she tell JR that he was the father?
She insinuated it, yes.
She did.
She did insinuate it.
But then she told Jake she didn't know.
She didn't deny it. She didn't say there's a chance you might not be. She talked to JR like he was a father. She was like, "Oh, you're in no condition to raise a baby."
Well,
blah, 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 blah.
The other half of the David story, which is Crystal, openly invites Crystal to confusion this week, and Crystal is very sassy. I would have smacked the shit out of Crystal if I was Opal. She was so bitchy to Opal. Anyway, then Tad comes over, and he actually offers Crystal the chance to go to see Baby Doll go swimming for her swimming lessons. And I thought it was very nice of Michael E. Knight, and of course, you know, Crystal's all excited, but then David calls because he's been, you know, Angie, and he's had Angie arrested, and he wants to do a little switcheroo with the pills. So, of course, she goes off to be with David, and Tad is pissed off.
He has every reason to be pissed off. I mean, she's begging to be spending time with her daughter. He gives it to her, and then she's, like, running away for David. And another thing, I'm sorry, how many, like, one-year-olds do you know have swimming lessons?
They do, absolutely.
There's
baby swim.
Rich white
people do baby swim. Puerto Ricans don't know nothing about this.
I'm Puerto Rican from the Bronx. You swim when you're able to swim. They do baby swim. I don't know. I think that's retarded. But
my favorite part of the whole week, in all honesty,
in the middle of winter,
was Angie and Jesse fighting with each other in the police station.
Angie, please, you need to cooperate.
Jesse, you are out of your mind. What the hell is wrong with you? You have lost it.
Angela, please, I need to know what happened at Edwards. What did you do?
Jesse, you are out of your mind. What are you talking about? He is the one that should be arrested, not me, Jesse, not me.
That hurt. I hurt my stomach on that one.
It hurt my ears when I watched it on TV. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you, I'm liking Jesse and Angie because we're not seeing Natalie and what's the mother's name? Rebecca? From Sunnybrook Farm. We're not seeing the two of them, so I'm happy. It's almost like they don't even exist and that storyline never happened. But I have to say, I'm really tired of them using the color folks as like the stereotype. Why did they have to be screaming in the back, the top of their lungs? Did you not see that everybody in the police station?
I loved it.
And everybody at Pine Valley Hospital could hear them?
Because that's Angie.
No,
that's
that was too loud for my taste. I'm sorry.
That's Angie. That's Angie.
I thought that was a little stereotypical. I was like,
I bought every bit of it.
I don't know.
Well, of course, David sees Crystal. He says, let me see your pills. And she gives it to him and he switches the pills. So, of course, when they go to study the pills are fine. Ridiculous. The whole thing.
In other words, predictable. Tried, been done.
Then Crystal has a nerve to tell Tad how everyone is targeting poor David. And thank God Michael Enight is acting on All My Children because he sets her straight and gives the performance of the week.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
So good.
I love those scenes. But see, you know what I'm missing in Bobby East's portrayal? Is that now that we know...
I used to be a fan. I'm very disappointed.
Knowing that David, now that we, the audience, knows that David is not just giving her sedatives, but one of his homemade concoctions, one has to wonder why we're not seeing more of a manic performance from Crystal. Because at times, she seems very coherent, like she isn't being drugged. But we know now that she is being drugged. So why aren't we seeing more
Bobby East
of a
hates
drug?
This storyline. She doesn't give a crap about it. She hates it. I don't blame her.
I'm over it.
How is the weekend with these two? I forgot. I swear I forgot, people. I know that we watch So You Don't Have To. But
at this point, I don't want to.
There's just
I
want to
join you.
There's asking too much sometimes.
I want to join you guys.
You know, we love you, but, you know, enough is enough, really. We can only take so much.
I mean, what happened to those rumors about that producer of Night Shift coming to All My Children?
Yeah,
right before Christmas, everybody was saying that they got, I don't know.
I don't know either. Do we need to talk about Broughton Taylor?
I will say this about Broughton Taylor. Only bright spot for me besides Tad and Opal was Broughton Taylor. I like them. They were bad. I like them. I don't want her with Jake. I want her with Broughton. The only, and this is me nitpicking, the only thing that I thought was a little bit over the top was the fact that they came in to Confusion and every single person in Confusion was like,
staring. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the year 2009.
It's a little 1970s after school special.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, I could see this being like back in the 70s when people were just not politically correct. But in this, I mean, I'm not saying that people don't look and think, but what I'm saying is people wouldn't be so blatant and obvious. I did like Kobe's friends doing that. That seemed very
Kobe's
realistic.
Kobe's friends making fun.
That seemed very realistic.
And then
yeah.
Kobe actually, bless her heart, tried to act and set them straight.
And she was not that horrendous. She was just awful.
She was merely terrible.
She was merely terrible this for that scene. I mean, for one moment, for like a flicker of a second, I was like, oh my God, I'm not hurling.
But Taylor was great when she set them straight.
And Taylor told that
he's a hero.
The hostess?
Oh,
woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She told that hostess off.
Absolutely.
She was like, how dare you, miss, I'm showing people around with a menu? I was like, work.
She was good.
I like, and I'm sorry, but I think Brock gets better every performance.
He is better at this point. After 4 months of working, he is better than Adam after 4 years of working. It's true. There is nothing truer I have said in this podcast.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I love me some Brock. I thought Brock was brilliant this week
in all
his scenes.
Zach asked him to head his new security team because clearly Zach needs a new security team.
Because the old one's just such a bang-up job of protecting him.
Yeah. And then the only thing I don't like is that I'm getting a little tired of Brock being such a jerk to Taylor.
No, you know what I'm getting a little bit tired about? Their money situation. They're talking about being broke, and they brought needs a job. But meanwhile, he's got Taylor the apartment.
But Taylor pointed that out. I'm sorry. She's at least pointing this out. She resembles at least someone who needs money, and so does he. So at least they're pointing it out.
Yeah, but where did Brock get the money to buy their apartments?
Well,
I mean,
whatever. I agree with you. But listen, I'm glad that they're at least dealing with it, even on a little bit. But Jake just happens to stop by the casino to give Brock a lecture, which... whatever, was fine. And then
it wasn't fine. Who the hell is Jake to be lecturing anybody?
Fine, I agree. Fine. At least he disappears and ends up with...
Who died and made him the prophet?
He ends up at Confusion with Mandy, so that's all I care about.
Jake is really getting on my nerves now as a character.
Leads me to the nicest moment of the week.
What? The end?
I wish you could see his face, people. The nicest moment of the week to me is when that dipshit Greenlee burnt Emma's hand And she brings Emma to the emergency room, and Brock comes over, and he says, I've been burned, and it's only going to hurt for a little bit, but it'll make you feel better. I loved it.
I thought it was nice. I agree with you. It was a very beautiful scene.
Really, really,
really
nice.
Really beautiful scene.
I don't feel like talking about Dr. Sinclair. If I had to talk about Dr. Sinclair and Adam, I will really shoot myself. And I want to be here next week for y'all to do the podcast.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I really don't know what's going on in the storyline. I mean, I watch it.
She is the worst.
And it's like words going one ear and out the other. I mean, the only bright spot is when Annie is thrown in the mix. I really don't understand where they're going. I don't understand what the purpose of this is. I don't understand what the purpose of Adam doing this is. I don't understand why Dr. Sheridan Crane is there. It's just not making sense to me.
Sinclair, Dr. Sinclair.
I call her Dr. Sheridan Crane.
I know you do.
Because I really can't be bothered to remember her character's name.
Oh, she's awful.
She is just, you know, I didn't. And
she went off on Annie this week, who remembered that she killed Richie. And Dr. Sinclair was like, you killed him! You killed him! That's a doctor saying that to a crazy ass patient.
She did a Dr. Julia Hoffman from Dark Shadows. Did you ever see Dark Shadows? Oh, my God. Julia Hoffman had a scene where she was trying to find out from Maggie what happened because Maggie was, like tormented because of she was attacked by a vampire.
Yes.
So Dr. Hoffman kept, like a plastic bat behind her back. And she kept going, but you got to remember. And then every 5 seconds, she told show the bat, and Maggie would go, ah! And then she put the bat away. She's like, but tell me what happened. And she goes, ah! It was like, that's what that was about. Yeah. My feelings exactly.
Let's talk about what life to live.
You people, this is what I did at time.
But listen, are you people going to get mad at us if we talk about... I know Super Bowl, so I'm sorry, baby. I know he doesn't like it.
Is that it for all my children?
I'm sure there was more. I can't take no more. I want to try to be positive. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Ryan and Greenlee.
We talked about how good Tad was. We talked about how good Opal was. I like what Opal had that
line. We didn't talk about Blandy and Sandy holding hands with Adam through the vent, which was kind of nice, but he's so terrible. And Sandy held hands with Mr. Stone / Aiden through the vent.
I don't like anything that happens with Adam.
So let's not talk about
it. But I like Opal. I loved what Opal was telling Tad about the fact that her and Palmer stayed friends.
That was very good.
For the sake of Petey, and Tad was like, phew.
That was very good. See, we found something. We found a couple things really good about the show.
And you know what we didn't talk about that we didn't like? I don't like the fact that... Is there even going to be a funeral for Josh?
Listen, I'm over it. Can we please move on? I'm begging you.
Is Jeff coming back?
I'm begging you.
Joe didn't see pleading. That upset. Joe didn't see that upset.
I will suck your dick if you change the storyline.
But wait. We.
Please. Please, Jordan. Please.
That is an image I did not need in my hand. But wait, look. Why? No pun intended.
I won't. My braces won't get in the way. I'll put a little wax over my braces. Please.
Oh, God. It's like walking in and seeing your parents having sex.
Come
Stop.
On.
Wait.
One life to live.
But Joe.
Joe?
Dr. Joe Martin. Did he seem that upset that his grandson died?
Listen.
We finally get to see Joe. And
Dr. Joe, played by Ray McDonald, is in David Canary territory. Cut the man some slack.
Do you know that
if they can memorize two lines in a row, I'm happy.
Do you know that he did a pilot for Dick Tracy years ago?
One life to live.
Okay.
It's, oh, please.
One Life to Live was fabulous this week. Namaste. Namaste.
Do you read the writings of Hayatoin?
Do you read the writings of Hayatoin?
It's the best.
Oh, my God. May it love me some Tuck Watkins as David Vicaroshi. He is cracking me
up. Well, we see Dorian at the end of the week trying to adhere to the, you know,
after the infamous blowjob last week.
Yes. Oh, infamous. Oh, delicious. We see Dorian at the end of the week trying to become Buddhist and she's all dressed up in the turban and she's wearing the robe.
And she's ringing the gong. I was on the floor.
I was dying. It was so funny.
And when the kids came in with Addie and they were just like, what the
is going on?
And only Addie was the smart one to figure it out. Addie was just like, I knew it. But what killed me is that they were trying to find people to, like, feed, and they only could find
the
homeless.
She lets homeless people in, and
no,
Dorian...
No, she didn't let... That's all they could find was the homeless people. That's all Bo could find, so they brought the homeless people in, and everybody's
Dorian
looking around
so
like...
Dorian was so scared. She was like, check the silver.
Check the... She's like, this is your chance. Go check the silver.
It was fantastic.
Oh, but and then they were rejecting the food. That was hysterical.
I love when David Vicaroshi went to the Buenos Dias and talked to that. What's her name?
Noelle. January Lavoy Jones or whatever her name is.
No, January Jones is that wench from Mad Men.
No, her name is like January Lavoie or something like that. No, her name is Noelle Ortiz. No, her name on the show is Noelle Ortiz. Her real name is January Lavoie, I think.
She needs proactive.
What? Melissa Claire Egan is doing the proactive commercials. Did you see that?
I didn't see.
I saw it this
week.
Her skin's
beautiful.
Because she uses proactive.
Oh, I got to use that. I got to try that.
She uses proactive, girl.
Listen, I'm going to say another thing. I love the scenes. See, and this is what I think of you all the time I watch the show. Because they bring in that psychic at the end of the week.
Oh, Leia DeLaria.
Every single character is used in the damn show. And they even bring her in because Noelle tells David Vicaroshi that she saw a psychic. And the psychic is telling you things. And he says, no, you have to think about the present. The past is behind us. The future, a mystery. The present is a gift. And then the other woman comes in and they do battle.
Yes,
that was funny. And I love it. It's so funny. It's just like, here's the thing about it. It's like comic relief and probably not all that believable, but so well done and entertaining that you love it.
Yeah, you love it. But
I giggle every time.
It balances out all the drama that's going on.
But it's like, that
all my children used to be like that.
Yeah, it's not
all my children used to be like that.
It's like funny. And I love the idea because it's also the idea is really fun that this David Vickers villain, who is such a villain in the past and is so material and so devious and so cunning, has become a Buddhist. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's a very inspiring storyline.
I love it. But the most,
my hat's off to you, Ron.
My most beloved storyline, I don't care. There's it's almost a tie this week because we didn't see as much Jess and Brody as we did Miss Taya and
Todd Manning.
But Jess and Brody is astounding.
Let me tell you something.
Astounding.
I love the episode where it was all about the couples and the relationship because they ended the episode with a montage of the different couples together and a great song, which I was telling Ashley, that's another problem all my children has. They always, when they do their montages are always stupid and they always have a horrible song.
But nobody wants to, you don't understand, Jordan Hudson, nobody wants to give their songs to all my children. They want to give their songs to One Life to Live. They do.
Well, all I know is that it was a beautiful montage. The song fit what was being done with all the characters. And I love the interaction.
Can we tell them what happened at the beginning of the week with Jessica and Tess and Bess? Yes. Basically, Jess went back at the end of last week. Jess went back because she knew she had to go back to the scene of the crime because she knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And as she goes back there, was it Tess that comes out?
Yes, Tess came out.
Tess comes out. And Tess knows what happened. And she's so close to saying what happened. But then Bess reels her back in.
Yeah.
And Bess tells Jessica some BS so that when Jessica comes back, that she'll spout some BS and forget all about the real thing that happened. But Bess tells Tess that the baby died. And I'm telling you, did she get nominated for an Emmy?
They haven't done the daytime Emmys yet. That won't come out for a while.
This actress, what's her name again?
Bree Williamson
as Tess in that prison that they created of the alter ego does the most astounding job. Projectile tears, like that girl last year from American Idol. Projectile tears come out of this woman's eyes when she hears that the son that she had with Nash is dead. I'm getting the chills thinking about it.
It's phenomenal.
And Bess, and I love how the characters are so different. And that little Bree Williamson flips from one to the other with no problem. Don't you think better than Vicky ever did?
Oh yeah. I've never, but everybody knows I'm not a big Erica Slayzer fan. And one of the reasons was because when she did her alters, it was a very, very campy.
Yeah, it was very campy. Especially her Nikki Smith.
Her gene wasn't that bad, but then Nikki Smith was. But you know who was the original Vicky? Vicky Nikki. Daisy from All My Children.
Are you serious?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Jillian Spencer
was the original Vicky.
We love us some Jillian Spencer, some Palmer Courtland.
She played Vicky and Nikki first.
Oh my God.
Erica Blazak didn't play Nikki until many years into her reign.
Someone mentioned on the podcast that she could come back and say goodbye to Palmer. Because they need to send Palmer off.
She retired from the business, I think.
They need to retire Palmer before he dies. I think.
He wants to work, though, I heard.
All right, fine.
Anyway.
Long story short, it is astounding. And then Tess and Bess decide that they're going to have to integrate to protect Jess. That they never can ever tell her the story.
I don't know if Tess decided on that. I think Bess, like, took advantage of the fact that she was, like, you know.
Weak.
And forced
her. And she tells her, she tells Tess in this little prison to go to sleep. And Tess says, I'm so tired. And I was dying.
And I think what was amazing was that the false story that she gave Jessica was really horrible.
Yeah, she gave Jess a false story that Jessica wanted to kill. That
Jessica knew and wanted Tess to kill Natalie. So,
of course,
Natalie is now very like,
I know, and it was so funny because I thought the same thing. I said, I really wanted Jessica to kill Natalie. I really did.
Yeah, she's not one of my... Her and the Vega boys can go as far as I'm concerned.
Someone gave a rumor that she was leaving, and I was like...
I hope so. I'll tell you, I don't like her, and I don't like the Vega boys. The reign of the Vega. Look, I'm
the Vega
Latin.
Boys as much as I don't like that.
I'm Latin,
Vanessa.
And I want more Latins on all the soap operas. But I want good Latins. I know too many good Latin actors and actresses, and I don't know why when soaps like hire Latin actors and actresses, they always get the ones that aren't that great. Taya's about like the only good one, and Natalia on Guiding Light, who I love to death.
I don't agree with him completely.
You like the Vega boys?
I don't mind them. They are so.
When is a male model?
Listen, they are 100 times better than Adam any day. I'm sorry, well, they are.
No, I have to agree with Honda.
Is that Vanessa. Vanessa looks like she is smelly. I don't know why. I feel like she has a smelly tonton. I don't know why.
Smelly?
I think smelly tonton. Like I don't know why. There are some women that don't have the best hygiene. She just strikes me as a woman that doesn't have good hygiene. Ooh. I don't know why.
Does your TV have a scratch and sniff feature that I don't know about?
It really might. She just doesn't look like the best scented person. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's her hair.
That is the most horrible.
It's just her hair is always a little off. It's always like a little funky. Her clothes are not fresh looking. She doesn't look like she smells. She looks like she smells not so fresh. I don't know what it is. I just think not so fresh. What? It's kind of true. I don't know what it is. I'm really not trying to be funny. That's the kind of girl she strikes me like. What? I can tell you a story, but I'm not going to tell it because I don't want to make you laugh. This girl at work came in one day in the summertime. And, you know, it was funny because it wasn't that I smelled her. She had, like, scented panty liners. You could smell the scented panty liners because she wasn't wearing no stockings. Oh, it was horrible. What?
I feel like Carol Burnett in that episode where was his name kept going on and on with the story stuff.
I'm sorry. Well, listen, I don't like that Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
We got to come up with a name for Vanessa. Anyway, that storyline is just to me. But Taya Delgado, oh, my God. You got to tell the story about Taya Delgado.
Oh, my God.
And Todd.
Well, Taya and Todd. Taya...
And Blair and McBain.
Oh, God.
The best.
Let me say something. Let me start with Blair and McBain. Blair and McBain I love because they are two people who've been hurt before. Been around the block a couple of times, so they know the drill.
They're wounded.
And as much as they want to, like, be with each other, they're being very cautious, and they're being very, like, adult and trying. And I was telling Ashley this on the phone when we were discussing this episode. The thing that I love so much about what Blair did, because Blair confessed to him about her jealousy.
She was jealous. N69 wrote it up for us. It was great.
And the thing that's great about that is because, see, this is what happens as people. You don't necessarily change who you are. You are who you are. But how you choose to handle yourself is how you evolve. How you choose to handle it. See,
Blair is evolving.
The old Blair would have done something schemey and bitchy to get back at, like Marty.
Because Marty
and
was
get Marty out of the
all
way.
Over McBain.
Yeah, Marty,
purpose.
Marty's
she's
really...
She's in crazy town.
She's not in crazy town. She just doesn't know who she is. She's a bitch. She's back to old Marty. But anyway, the point that I was trying to make was that Blair has changed her ways. That doesn't mean that she's still not petty. But she knows in the past that these things haven't worked for her. So she's trying to do it a different way. And I think that's brilliant writing, brilliant characterization.
I'm telling you, I'm jealous.
I loved it and appreciated it.
I am jealous. I am jealous of Marty Sabre.
Oh, let me tell you something.
I feel like throwing her through a window.
And I don't know if McBain knows, but she has a history of that. Taya can attest to that.
Like Reva in the Fountain.
Yes, like Reva in the Fountain. So I thought it was beautiful. I think the scenes with
And then they made love.
They made love, girl.
He
love.
Took her in that silky robe and he threw her down on that bed.
I don't know.
And he didn't carry her up no stairs. They ran up them stairs because they couldn't wait to make love. That's how you do it.
They ran up those stairs and he pushed her ass down on that bed.
That's right. That's how you make love to a woman. It. You don't carry no
and
passive
on the,
woman.
On the other side of the coin, Miss Taya finds Todd in the dark and mooning, what she thinks is mooning over Blair, but he was actually looking at the picture because of the kids. And we finally get to see what I was telling Ashley the minute that Taya came back. She still loves Todd. She still loves him. I know. She's still crazy about him. She knows it's wrong, but she loves him. And she finally, without saying anything, shows how she feels. She had the only scene that I feel like, right, for that scene alone, you give a person an Emmy. She, and this is the difference between her and Meryl Streep. It's effortless with Miss Florencia Lozano. It just happens. There's no thought behind it. She is in the character. She is in the moment. And she's talking to Todd.
I love me some Meryl Streep.
She's talking to Todd about his situation. And she's being firm with him as a lawyer. And then all of a sudden, the tears are just coming out.
Projectile tears.
And her voice changes. And you know that somewhere along the line, she went from being his lawyer to being this woman who loves this man. And
It's like Todd's in the well and she is trying save him.
It was just incredible. Incredible. And everything else this week was great. Matthew's drug storyline.
Then what happens is
they played their version of Monopoly. I forgot what it was called.
Metropolis.
So it was some name. So they played their game, and they woke up the next morning. She fell asleep. They fell in bed, and they had the cutest little scene.
They slept together, quote unquote. Yeah. They really slept, though.
Yeah, they just really slept. There was no bada bing, bada boom, bada bing. But
they never made love, right? Or they insinuated on
the islands. They insinuated. When Roger Howarth and her were last together, they insinuated that the two of them made love in the ocean.
Okay.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. Because somebody was saying that they think that Taya's big secret is that she had Todd's child back then. Hmm. And maybe that's why she's still in love with her. I would love that, because anything that's going to keep Miss Taya on.
I wish Lola was her daughter.
Oh, I like Lola.
That's what I'm saying. I like her too.
I think Lola has a lot of promise.
I think she does too. I think that's the other thing I'm going to tell you right now. The teens on this show blow the All My Children teens out of the water.
They are really great.
They are not like the most good-looking kids in the world, but they can act.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Cute.
I don't mean it. They're cute. They're adorable. What I'm saying is they're not models. Yeah, he's hot, but they're not models. And actually, one of our bloggers pointed out that they are actually a little bit older than their teenage years,
but they
do play young very well.
Yeah.
They're just fantastic. I'm sorry. They're fantastic actors. Each one of them can hold a storyline in their own right. You cannot say that about the All My Children teens. You just cannot say it.
What teens are left on?
Who the hell was that geek with Corinna?
He's been on before. That's the boyfriend that Kobe made out with when she got drunk at her birthday party.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, he's
disgusting.
And what was it with Corinna and those glasses?
Honey,
you can't be making fun of anybody when you're wearing Coca-Cola glasses. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Anyway, my favorite too, I talked about Brody, but him looking at that picture, that Iraqi boy, he found out this week that he really did kill that Iraqi boy. That Iraqi boy did not have a gun. The whole it's a lie. Jessica, it's a lie. It's a lie.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
And how hot is Wes?
He's hot. He's not the best actor, though. I think he's the weakest actor on the show.
He's still better than Adam.
I agree.
That's going to be our excuse for anything. It's better than Adam.
You got anything else, sir? We got to
I just got to say, I'm really disturbed about the fact that Guiding Light might be canceled. And I have to shout this out because some of our bloggers watch Guiding Light. And I'm going to say this, and I know you guys are going to be mad at me for saying it. But if this was like American Idol and I was Simon Cowell and I was voting for a soap that had to be voted off, I would eliminate All My Children.
All My
Children
that.
Is
sorry.
The worst soap opera right now for me.
But that's not right. That's not right.
Guiding Light had a rough beginning of this year when Ellen Wheeler changed formats. But
I'm
now
never
going to
say
back.
That, people. I'm never going to say that because honestly, I would be so hurt if All My Children got canceled.
Look, I would be hurt too. But right now, Guiding Light is more in need of help. All My Children seems to be going nowhere fast, like as far as cancellation.
We do this podcast because we love this show. You can't.
I'm sorry. I don't want Guiding Light to be canceled right now.
Say that you would rather All My Children.
No, all I said was that if I had to vote one off.
Well, we don't have to, so take it back, Jordan Hudson. Take it back.
Save the light. Keep the light on. Watch Guiding Light. Tune into Guiding Light. Jeff Branson, who was from All My Children, is on Guiding Light, and he is giving such a great performance, and that's what happens when you have a writing team who's giving you a story to play out, and you're put opposite an actress who is of your caliber, if not better, and is going to make you shine. And right now, I don't want to lose my guiding light. I love too much that's going on in my guiding light. I don't want to lose it, and I'm scared. They're going to cancel my guiding light. And at the beginning of the year, I would have been fine with it. But it's come back. I mean, I got my Reva. I got my Josh.
The shooting style's even better.
Yes, they I think they've reverted back.
They're doing
back.
A hybrid.
They're
like,
trying to revert back to, like, I think they're shooting
normal,
the way they used to shoot.
Yeah.
Even though they can't really because of the way it is. But, like, because they have those small sets. But no more of these funky camera angles. No more shooting a whole scene from the back of somebody's head. No, you know, 10 block away shots anymore. If you tuned out to Guiding Light, please tune back in because they need to keep their ratings up or get it up, I think, to some level by April or else PG, Procter & Gamble is going to cancel. And I really, at this point, I don't want it.
Well, listen, people, what we need from you is more questions. We love your questions.
That's a regular segment. Don't be mad at me because I said I canceled my children over Guiding Light. I just the way I'm feeling right now. All my children disgusted
me. I understand.
It disgusted me and made me mad.
Don't worry, people. After we end the show, I'm going to slap the shit out of Jordan. So don't worry.
Go ahead. Slap me now. Take a good shot. You call that a slap?
Ow, that hurt my hand. One more try. Ow, come on. I can't
I
do
had
it harder.
My ass slapped harder than that.
I can't do it harder.
Oh, okay.
I'll try one more time.
Ow. This is how you do it. Ow! There you go. That's how you do it.
I don't deserve a slap.
Huh? That's what trying to slap me.
If you want to email us your questions, that's a good way to do it, too. Sometimes the blog gets really long, so maybe we miss your questions. So you can definitely email questions. pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Or you could go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast. Or you could go to our website, www.pinevalleypodcast.com, where you can click onto the blog site, which is Ram and Jam. And we got a new listener, a new blogger this week.
Yes.
Agnes.
Agnes Nixon is listening to
Agnes
our podcast.
Agnes Nixon is listening. She knew all about Philip and Tara. It was awesome. Anyway, thank you for listening, people. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It just happened.
And here's a little something just for you.
By a justice of the peace, for heaven's sake.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? That's what you and I have been doing.
I don't understand. Nina, why did you go flying off like this without telling your mother and your father?
Because we thought it was the right time. Father, you know how much I've wanted this.
So you've said.
And how much you said it was all right.
Yes, but I only said that in context.
What is that supposed to mean?
I told Nina I wanted her to be happy, even if it took Cliff Warner to do it. That was before this recent scandal. However, darling, it's all right, it's all right. I mean, we all make our beds and we have to lie on them. I just hope you find the happiness you're looking for.
I already have.
One word of caution.
Father, I'm going to be living with Cliff Warner for the rest of my life, so I don't see why you can't accept him.
I do accept him to the extent that he makes you happy.
Then accept him 100%. I am so glad that you were so happy for me. It makes me better.
Don't misunderstand me. I really
don't
want
to leave. I've got to go to the trial.
What trial?
Chris Morgan's trial.
Oh, yes, yes. That's the armed robber that Cliff abetted. I remember that.
Goodbye. I'll walk you to the door, darling. Please, please don't. He's just been very trying.
Why is he so pig-headed? Why does he hate Cliff so much?
He doesn't hate Cliff. He doesn't. He's just so wrapped up in his own problems right now. He can't see anybody else's life.
Not even his own daughters.
Oh, darling, please, give him time.
Why do you care about him?
Because you love him.
You're right.
Oh, I'm glad at least you're happy. I am happy for you. I'm very happy. I'm going to give you such a party, and he will be delighted. Go on. Don't even give him a thought.
Okay.
Give my love to Cliff.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
I love you.
How could you act like that in front of your own daughter? Not a word of happiness for your child.
I wished her happiness.
It certainly didn't sound like that to me. Honestly, you should have heard her. Do you know how she depends on your approval?
Of course I know. That's why I don't give it undeservedly.
You really are a pompous jackass.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. What am I supposed to do, dance the gavotte just because she's married a common criminal?
I really don't care what you dance, and as far as Pine Valley is concerned, you're just as much a criminal.
Well, listen, I will be declared innocent, absolutely, but Cliff, oh no. He not only violated medical ethics, he obstructed justice.
Rubbish, absolute rubbish. You'll take any excuse you can just to put him down.
Well, I really don't have to do that. He's already done it himself.